This is E-Radio.
It is just after 2 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, and time for our social media chat here on E-Radio. We're joined by Carla from the Digital Law Company. It is nice to have you back, Carla. How's it going?
Hi, and well, thanks yourself.
I'm good, thank you. Sun shining, not complaining.
Yes, yeah, same here.
Lekker. You're up in Joburg, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We are. The sun. Do you want a weather report? The sun is shining. It's a bit windy outside, but other than that, it's good to go.
It's good to go. Yeah, more or less the same here. Actually, we had amazing rain over the weekend that we're so grateful for.
Oh, wonderful!
But
great.
Now it's just a nice mild week ahead, I think.
Yes, now, let's hope so.
Yeah, Carla. Today we're talking about identity theft on social media. That sounds so interesting.
Yes, super interesting. Because I mean, we've all seen the movie Identity Thief,
yeah.
And it really does happen like that. And I mean, for those who don't know, I'm sure everybody knows, but for those who don't, identity theft is when someone uses your personal information, you know, and completes transactions or opens bank accounts, etc., with your personal details. And then obviously, the one we see is identity theft on social media. The hacking of social media accounts, you know, pretending you're someone you're not. I mean, we've spoken the last couple of weeks, we've spoken about so many things regarding people hiding behind fake accounts. So I think we really need to be careful with the information we put out there. And do you remember the movie Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes, I do.
There's a very famous quote in that movie from Frank Abagnale. And Frank Abagnale said, "If you give me someone's full date of birth and the town they live in, I'm 98% of the way there to steal their identity."
Sure.
Yeah. How scary is that?
Very scary.
I mean, and what's the first thing that we do when we open a new social media account? What do they ask for? The date of birth.
Yeah.
And the town you live in.
Yes.
So we're giving them this very, very personal information, you know, upon opening a social media account. We're basically giving this information to Big Brother out there on a silver platter and saying, yeah, take my information, do with it what you will. And I think what we also, what goes hand in hand with identity theft is the fact that we need to look after our privacy online. And we're going to get more into privacy at another stage. But all I want to say, about, because it goes beautifully hand in hand with identity theft, because if you have an Instagram account and your account is public, you have less privacy than the person who has a closed account, a private account, you know? So when there's a beautiful example, I can't remember if I've shared this example before, but Richard Prince was a guy. He has an art gallery in New York. And what he did was he followed people on Instagram who had public accounts. So he took screenshots of their very cool photos that they posted. He took screenshots of them, he cropped the photos, and he blew them up 6 feet tall, and he hung them up in his gallery. He sold these photos for $90,000 per piece. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So then the people whose photos it was went to him and said, "Listen, yeah, you know, can I have my royalties because it's my photos? You're not allowed to use my photo." And he actually said, "Well, you know what? If you go read Instagram's terms and conditions, it says that when you have a public account, whoever follows you can do with your photos whatever they want to. They don't have to ask your permission, and they definitely don't have to pay you for it." So that's what we're basically giving. You know, when you sign a release form when you do photographs for somebody.
Yeah.
And obviously in that release form you give them permission to use your photos, right?
Yeah.
So you release the photos. Okay. So we're doing the same on Facebook, on Instagram, on Snapchat. And if you go read the terms and conditions, it stands there. And I know I say if you go read the terms and conditions, and nobody ever does that because, I mean, it's just too long and too legally.
Yeah.
So nobody wants to do that. But it's very important to go read the terms and conditions, go read the terms of service. I mean, if you look at Snapchat's terms of service, it says that all the content that you create on Snapchat is yours. That's great. It's yours. But you also grant Snapchat the permission to use your photos or your content worldwide, perpetually, without paying you and without asking your permission, to put it in plain words.
Mm.
So, I mean, that means you can put a nice photo of yourself on Snapchat. There's a, you know, where you smile, and they can use it. They can sell it to Colgate in Afghanistan. They can put that photo on a billboard, and you're famous in Afghanistan. You don't even know it. They don't have to ask for permission to use the photo, and they actually don't have to pay you for it at all, because you gave them the right to use your photos whenever they want to.
So what you're saying?
It's super cool.
Sorry, what you're saying is, in the terms and conditions, you can basically sign your life away or your house away, and you won't even know it.
I think it actually has happened. I would actually like to look at some cases and see if it hasn't happened somewhere. Because somewhere somebody should have been. Can you imagine, over 50 years, you're sitting there in your old age home that you bought, like when you were just retired with your pension money, and now you're sitting there in your home watching TV, and your Facebook comes and just says, well, oh, this house belongs to us. Can you imagine that? I mean, that's how important terms and conditions are, but they make it so hard for people to read and understand that nobody really wants to do it. I mean, nobody wants to read the fine print on anything. We got a little bit off topic there, but I just think it's so important. And like I said, identity theft and privacy goes hand in hand. And the more private you are about yourself online, the more privacy you have, the less of a chance you have of someone stealing your identity, your photos, and actually copying profiles and pretending that they're you.
Yeah.
So, you know, be careful out there. Watch your privacy. Watch what you post online. Make sure that you don't, like, when you do your driver's license and you just received your first driver's license, congratulations, but don't post a photo of it online. Your ID number is on there. Your address is on there. Your full name, your date of birth is on there. I mean, it's so, so easy. That's the only information they need to actually steal your identity.
Yeah, and then, yeah, that's so true. And you know what, there's another thing we're seeing, especially about, it really gets to the public figures, really affects them, is people cloning their profiles and pretending to be them, and then offering all these competitions and scams, and then say, you know, listen, this actor told me that I can win this and that. And they actually usually do posts to create awareness about it and say, hey, listen, we're not behind this. So what do we do when we see these fake profiles? Maybe, or what if somebody copies my profile and pretends to be me? I don't see a reason why you would try and do that. But why? What do we do? What do we do?
Well, the first thing you need to do is, if you actually realize that you have been hacked or your identity has been stolen and there's a fake profile there doing the rounds, you need to put out a statement on your Facebook or wherever the profile exists, and let your friends know that there's a fake profile doing the rounds. They mustn't accept a friend request. They must just block and report this person. So that's the first thing you do, and that's the most important thing you do.
Okay.
Other than that, there's not really much you can do, except for, like, sending the person an inbox message or through Messenger and saying, hi, I know you're actually doing this. I'm going to get a forensic investigator to find out who you are, and then I'm going to take it further legally. Other than that, reporting and blocking a profile is the first thing you need to do. If it's more like a celebrity type of thing, and normally when you have over a certain amount of followers on an account, then you can get the account verified. I know on Twitter you can get it verified, and it's like a little blue tick next to it. So normally the real account will be a verified account. All the others, presume it's fake until proven otherwise. Nobody's just going to offer you a million rand, and nobody's just going to, it's like those emails, the phishing emails that we get as well. Oh, you've inherited 1 million rand from your uncle in England. No, you haven't. Please don't email them back, and don't call them, and don't send them your banking details and your ID number, because you don't even have an uncle in England. You know, so it's that type of thing you need to remember. But people get smart these days, and I mean, there's so many scams out there, and I always say, if a thing looks too good to be true, then it's not true. And if it looks like a duck, and if it quacks like a duck, it is a duck. So you just need to follow your instinct and actually, you know, that gut feeling you get. If you're not on the first instance, at the first glance of that email or that account that's offering a competition or whatever, and you think, this is too good to be true, then, you know, follow your gut feeling, because it will be 98% of the time it will be fake.
Yeah, but Carlo, people are just so gullible, man. I think that's the big problem. Like, what they read on social media, they take as facts, as the truth. And that's a problem.
Exactly. Yes, it is a problem. And we all, if you read something, we'll get to it. We should actually have a discussion on fake news as well. And we'll get to that in a few weeks' time. But when something is put on social media that provokes you, if it brings out as like an emotion out in you, like to the extreme, if it makes you super happy or super sad or super angry, go and fact check that article that you just read, because normally that is fake news. If you need to go to the source, you need to go check your facts. There's a lovely website called Africa Check that you can go and check your facts, you know, and make sure. If you read something on Facebook or wherever, on which social media platform you are, if you read something there, go and Google it. Make sure that it comes up in more than one, you know, newspaper, online newspaper or whatever. Make sure that if it's breaking news, then it will be everywhere.
Yeah.
So don't just trust one article that you read. And normally just look at the link as well, because normally there's something in the link that will tell you that this article is off. You'll see by the way that they formalize the link. But normally it's fake news then, and we'll get into, like I said, we'll get into it on a late stage. But we, like with the COVID-19 as well, I mean, how much fake news did the rounds? And you know, people were just it was terrible. People were in such fear. We call it scaremongering.
Yeah.
And people were just fearful, and it was half of it, 75% of it was fake news.
Yeah, exactly. It caused a lot of unnecessary panic.
Exactly. It causes unnecessary panic, and people must really try to fact check their stuff before they just share it, because you can get into so much trouble if you share it on, especially with COVID-19 at the moment. If you share anything regarding COVID-19 that's fake, you can get a fine or even imprisonment.
Yeah.
So people must really be careful.
Carla, if I suspect I've been cloned and I need some advice, or maybe somebody stole my identity, can I get in touch with the digital law company? Can you guys help me?
You can get in touch with us. We don't specialize in the hacking of devices and cloning of devices and profiles. But it obviously depends on case to case. If we know who the person is who did it, we can help. If we don't know, we'll normally refer you to a forensic investigator. And then as soon as we get behind the identity of the person, then we can do something legally. But either or, you're more than welcome to send us an email, and we'll see how we can help you. And, you know, otherwise, we'll obviously refer you to somebody so you can get the help you need.
And your website and email?
Our website is www.thedigitallawco.com, and our email address is info@thedigitallawco.com.
Fantastic. Also, if you have any questions that you would like to ask Carla for discussion next week, you are more than welcome to send us a WhatsApp here in studio, 081-060-1640. Carla, thank you so much. And yes, just to get back to that Identity Thief movie, it was Jason Bateman and Melissa McCarthy. I think that's such a brilliant movie. It is brilliant. You need to see it. Nice family movie, actually. Very, very nice. If you haven't seen it yet, go and check it out. Identity Thief. It is brilliant. Love it. Good actors. Good acting, good script.
Yes, they are.
Carla, enjoy the rest of your week until we chat again next Tuesday. No, next Monday, sorry.
Yes. Yes, next Monday.
Yes.
Chat then.
Thanks, cheers. Okay. Bye.
Bye.